This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. The Monday night edition, we're kicking off another week of fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to take control of the phones and bring up what's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the auction. It's going on again. The top banner of the website is up for auction at auction.freetalklive.com. We'll sell you our top banner for an entire month. The last time I checked, I think it was only at $20. So if you go and place your bid, auction.freetalklive.com, you could win the top banner. And you can advertise whatever you want. I mean, as long as it's not sexually explicit or anything like that, we'll pretty much let you put whatever you want up there.
$20 is quite the deal.
It is auction.freetalklive.com. So there's that. And then there's the
what did it go for? Huh? It generally goes for somewhere between like 60 and 100, right?
It's been between 40 and 100.
40 and 100.
Yeah, so okay. You might get lucky.
Yeah, you never know. Get it when it's low. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. So we got a lot to do tonight. We got emails. We've got dogs' laughter.
What?
They've actually discovered that dogs can laugh.
Out loud?
No. Well, okay. Well, sort of. We'll talk about it more.
What I find funny about it, though, is that, and basically the way the article describes the, dog laughing, it sounds like they're talking about that, the Snidely Snides dog, the like this.
That's a pretty good impression, Johnson.
That is really good.
Very nice. But first, let's go to Salt Lake City. How would you like to discover some of the land that you own isn't actually yours anymore?
Well, I think we could all, if we delve a little deeper, discover that none of the land we own is ours.
Well, this is a little bit of a different twist on that. When that happened to a Weber County couple, it was time to get Gephardt. Long before I ever got involved in this story, the state of Utah told the guy who took the land to give it back. So why hasn't that happened? Bruce Bybee's family has owned land near Weber Canyon for more than 150 years. It was my grandfather's estate, according to Bruce. He and his wife, Sue, were shocked to learn that a next-door neighbor had helped himself to 2.5 acres of that property. Now, how could he possibly do that? I mean, did he go and, build a fence and just kind of move his fence over 2.5 acres or something like that? I mean, how
would somebody... That'd be a way to do it.
And how would somebody get away with this? He says, you don't just change deeds and record them and gain land that way. It's just not right. Well, the person who recorded the changes is an elected official that lives right next door. He's Weber County Recorder Doug Crofts. Because of Crofts' position, the Attorney General's office investigated. They concluded Mr. Crofts' conduct was inappropriate and should not have occurred. The state told Crofts to make it right, saying, it's my hope that you would take the proper steps to return the Bybee's property rights to them. Bruce told me nothing's happened. We still don't have the property, and he still works in his office. The guy that lived next door worked for the county and literally modified the deed. He said, you know what, I like those trees over there. I think I'm going to take 2.5 acres for myself. Went into work the next day, pulled up the information in the computer, and tap, tap, tap. He got himself 2.5 extra acres.
Nice. It's a good trick.
And the judge didn't force him to do anything. Now, why is that?
Well, because they're in cahoots.
Well, not necessarily.
Friends, but they're both in the government.
Well, that's true. And it's not necessarily that they're in cahoots. It's that I think he's got sovereign immunity. I mean, every time we've seen a bureaucrat come up to face some sort of punishment, it just kind of fizzles away.
Well, you got to look out for your own. I mean, they're both, they're both in the government together. They wouldn't want to, be getting each other in trouble. I mean, who knows? They might, they both got power. They might just start doing things to one another.
Just a disturbing, sick story. And
it is.
This is what government people do. They have this power and they abuse it. And then we all have to sit here and take it because, they won't get each other in trouble over it. When's this going to stop?
No time soon.
800-259-5791. It's going to stop as soon as people start standing up and refusing to take it anymore. But if you just kind of shrug your shoulders and say, oh, well, what can I do? I can't fight the system. Can't fight the man.
Can't fight City Hall.
Yeah, right. 800-259-5791. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com.
Well,
right.
That's, you know, that's pretty much the problem, isn't it?
City Hall?
The fact they that you can't problem. Fight City... Well, no, you can't fight City Hall. So the problem is that we need to get rid of City Hall.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, let's go to something a little more light. Dogs and laughter. According to ABC News, researchers at the Spokane County Regional Animal Protection Service in Washington State say sometimes a bark is just a bark, but a long, loud panting has real meaning. They say the long, loud pant is the sound of a dog laughing, and it has a direct impact on the behavior of other dogs. What we found is that it had a calming or a soothing effect on the dogs, according to Ms. Simonet, an animal behaviorist.
So what they're saying, instead of like talking like real soothingly to your dog, like, oh, it's a good dog. It's a good dog. You just go.
I don't know if that's long enough. I'm not sure what they mean by a long pant.
I think they'd like that, yeah.
Yeah. We should try it out on the Studio Beast here during one of the breaks.
I think you should.
On air.
She studied
that on the break. It should be on there. I want to hear you do that.
She studied everything from hamster culture to elephant self-recognition. She says, actually, we weren't really expecting it. Nancy Hill, director of the Animal Protection, says she was skeptical at first that this noise would affect the other dogs. I thought, laughing dogs, a sound that we're going to isolate and play in the shelter? I was really skeptical until we played the recording here at the shelter. I mean, if anybody's ever been in a shelter before, a dog shelter, oh my God.
Yeah, it is a noisy place.
Yeah, it's hell. I mean, the dogs are barking and yelping and crying, and it's terrible. But apparently when they played the sound of a dog panting over the loudspeaker, the gaggle of dogs at the shelter kept right on barking. But when they played the dog version of laughing, which is apparently some sort of a long,
pant.
Loud pant, all 15 of the barking dogs went quiet within about a minute's time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's wow. Awesome.
Sounds like there's a product in the works here.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. According to Simonet, the laughing sound that they make is something that was not even considered a vocalization until this study was done. Those who study dog behavior have varying opinions about exactly what the dog laughing sound really is. What they do agree on, however, is that to other dogs, it is at least a sound worth keeping quiet to listen to.
Hmm.
So... isn't that interesting?
So laughter may not actually be laughter, but right. it certainly works as far as
it's
calming.
Something special for your little puppies there.
Yeah. So everybody should try this long pant thing to their dog.
It seems a little silly. I mean, when your dog's having a barking fit, it seems a little silly to just start panting at it. But
right. Give it a shot.
You know what?
Hey, give it a shot, but don't call in and give it a shot. We're not that kind of phone number.
It's no sillier than standing there screaming at the dog to shut up, because
that's
that
true.
Doesn't work either.
That's true. They're going to shut up when they're ready to shut, when they're good and ready.
Right? Some dogs will be quiet when you tell them to be quiet, and other dogs will just continue to go, especially
unless
if it's the neighbor's dog.
Unless you get one of those collars with the, you know, that gives them a little shock.
Well, that's what I was thinking of. I was thinking that this product that you're talking about, man, which is going to replace that collar, I mean, because that's what they have today, is the zap collar where the collar detects their barking.
That's not a bad idea.
And instead of having it zap them, it just kind of makes the panting noise and shuts them up.
There's other bark collars that don't zap, just
really?
So you know. Some
what
just vibrate.
Do?
Yeah.
Just to give it a good vibrate.
Yeah, a good shocking vibrate.
No, well, you know, a vibration next to some dogs' necks will, you know, stop them. Whoa, what's that?
What's
other
going
dogs,
on? My neck is shaking.
Other dogs will just be like, I don't care, I'm barking.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, different bark collars for different dogs.
This is like almost to the point of where we could have a doggy remote control. I mean, I can see this now coming in the near future.
Okay, so now we've got to go to Johnson's science reality science fiction land. Did you hear? I don't know. You guys might have even covered this, the remote control thing.
Remote control for the humans, yes, I saw
that. Why couldn't that work on dogs? I mean, the way it works is just electrostimulation to the, you know, the spinal cord.
Right.
You could have a remote control for dogs, literally.
That's future
scary.
Is so bright.
That is scary.
800-259-5791, your show, you take control. Coming up, Matt from Minnesota wonders how you can combine libertarianism with conservationism, with saving the environment. And we'll talk about it on the way. Unless you take control of the show, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. On the way, the New York City police subway searches have been approved. We'll give you the update on the ACLU lawsuit. But first, from Matt in Minnesota, he emails the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. You can join us, by the way, freetalklive.com. We've got lots of good stuff there for you. The updates, as a matter of fact, are there. If you'd like to be first to know what's going on with Free Talk Live, get the latest news in your email box, get on the updates list. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. So Matt emails. He says, "Guys, first of all, I want to write to thank you for having this show. It's great to hear like-minded individuals discussing the state of the world intelligently. It's too bad that there are so many sheeple out there who don't have a..." Is that all you're good for these days, is doing animal noises? who don't have a clue how badly we're being screwed. A couple of years ago, I didn't even know what a libertarian...
No screwing noises?
I didn't even know what a libertarian was until I started talking to my ultra-neoconservative uncle about politics. He said, "You must be a libertarian." Since then, I've researched libertarian ideals and found that they closely align with my viewpoint. I think the government's role should be limited to national defense, not offense, and to protecting the individual's right to life and liberty, and not eroding it. You know what? If we could limit government to those sorts of things, that'd be a good idea. I agree with him on that. I just question whether or not government can ever stay limited. That's all. He says, one issue I haven't quite figured out yet is that of conservation of natural resources, trees, lakes, rivers, animals, etc. I grew up hunting and fishing in northern Minnesota, and as a result, I'm a conservationist. I want to see nature preserved so that my kids and grandkids will be able to experience it too. For me, human life without nature is something close to hell. Anyway, I'd love to hear your opinion on how and if the free market would be able to protect the environment without the aid of government. And of course, the answer is absolutely it could. Now, Manwich, do you have any ideas?
Well, obviously the idea would be that private ownership of land, that people will take better care of the land that they own than land that they rent.
That's true. I mean, anybody who's ever been a landlord knows that.
It's something I've got some questions on, though. Let's think for a second here. Now, you've got... it's obvious that the government's done a terrible job as far as conservation goes. All you have to do is look at ANWR, the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge,
sure, as
an example. There it is. It's supposed to be preserved, and Bush signs an executive order, or Congress votes on it, or whatever happened, and they're going to be drilling in there shortly.
Just do whatever's politically convenient with it.
Right, absolutely. So basically, if you put it aside for the government to take care of, what you've got is the government having control of this land. And when somebody gets in charge of the government that you don't like being in charge of the government, well, that's what you get. Sorry. It's just what you get.
Plus, also, you end up getting screwed by the state if the state decides that they have a use for your land. We talked to the... Actually, we haven't heard yet, but the New Hampshire Freedom Movement did a protest over the weekend. They did an eminent domain protest out in front of the Manchester airport because the state of New Hampshire is looking to take hundreds of acres from people. And it's swamp land. There's nobody living there, but still, it's your land.
Right.
I mean, some of these people have owned their land for generations. And the state of New Hampshire just waltzes on in there and says, "Well, we need your land now, so we're just going to take it." So that's the other terrible part of this. So what if you were what if you had a reserve where you were protecting animals and you had all kinds of different species on your land, and then all of a sudden the state comes in and decides it wants to take that land from you and all the little beasties that are on it? You think the state's going to take care of them as well as you were?
No.
Not for a moment.
The other problem with that is that basically whenever the government's in control of land, the people who are directly responsible for the land aren't the ones that own it.
That's correct.
Because no one really owns it when it's public land.
Right, it's just bureaucratic managers.
And so the problem is that you get basically renters. You get people who treat the property like renters because they don't own it. So, you know, consider what happens in apartment complexes and whatnot, and you see, the first example that comes to mind is I used to live in this horrible, horrible apartment complex locally, and I have no problem saying the name on the air because they don't exist anymore. Coconut Bay was the name of this apartment complex.
It sounds nice, Coconut
and it
Bay.
It sounded really
nice.
I'd like
to live in Coconut Bay.
But it was more like a crack den. Well, it was just run down. It was awful. Hey, I might as well, if you listen to really old archives as they come online, we've Free Talk Live.
They've done from Coconut
Bay. From my awful, horrible old apartment. And that apartment complex has now been sold. In other words, people are able to buy the individual units.
Yes,
selling them as condos.
Condo conversion.
Right, selling them as condos. And what is going on, the transformation that is taking place in that apartment complex is amazing.
Sure it is.
The buildings have all been repainted, decorations, trash is all picked up, parking
Absolutely.
Spots, the roads are being fixed.
Amazing.
Landscaping is going on everywhere because now the people who live there care.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that everything around them, and they put it in because they don't feel like their money is going to waste because they're going to be living there. They own that property. They're going to be staying there. It's not like a temporary thing. They're going to be there permanently.
Right.
This is their, you know, abode. So what they want to do is they want to invest in, and talk to their
make
neighbors and say, hey, can I? Do you mind if I make this look nicer here in the hallway? Or, you know, let me
no problem.
Do all sorts of things to beautify the neighborhood.
Now let's take that idea and let's transfer it back over to forests and cuddly little animals and things like that.
Bunnies.
Let's let the people that really care about the environment be the ones that take care of it. I mean, you can talk about electing whoever you want to elect and having them put on whatever rules that you can imagine, but it'll never work out the way that you plan on it working out. It'll always be political. It'll always be, you know, contracts will be awarded to those with the most political influence. The bureaucrat managers don't care about the property. Imagine all of the millions of dollars that organizations like Greenpeace are contributed to every year. These groups get lots of money from people on a voluntary basis. What do they do with that money, though?
Okay, I want to
They take it and they give it to the government. They lobby the government for more laws.
I want to stop you real quick because I can come from where a nature freak is going to come from in this.
Like, I have a question of the same sort.
I'm sorry. A big, huge oil company is not going to... They're going to have a little bit more money than an organization like Greenpeace. It's just not even a competition.
Well,
however, here's the thing that needs to be clarified. In a libertarian world, it wouldn't matter, because no matter how much money you have, if you can't force someone to do something, then that Greenpeace company has plenty of money to buy the land initially, and no matter how much that land is worth, they own it at that point.
And they don't have to sell it to the
big oil
company.
They don't have to sell it. They don't have to be forced into doing anything.
But now, let's be clear. There's large swaths of land that could be bought, you know, cheaply in, say, Nevada. I remember going through Nevada. There's portions of it that are just desolate.
Okay.
It's amazing, especially if the government had to sell off all its land so it would be available. Let's think about that large oil company for a minute, or maybe Discount Auto Parts or something like that. I know that they take in oil, and I imagine that they do whatever it is that they've got to do to make oil serviceable again. But let's say it was easier for them to truck it on out to Nevada to this piece of land that they bought for $100 an acre. And I think you can get land in Nevada for $100 an acre, just to guess.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's not going to have any power or anything, but what if it's easy just to dump that oil right there in a big old hole you dug on the 100 acres that you bought in Nevada so that it wouldn't be any...
What's stopping them today?
Who's going to know? Right. Well, for one, they don't own it.
Well, they could. They could very well buy a desolate piece of property, any old place they wanted to, and start dumping oil on it.
Here's what's stopping them, all right? If they go out to that desert, first of all, obviously when you're talking about desert, there's nothing out there. They buy that land... Well, I'll cover this a little bit more when we come back.
All right, 800-259-5791, how do we prevent the oil companies from dumping oil or toxic waste or whatever it is they have on a plot of land? Your ideas, too, are valid. 800-259-5791, this is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control. Bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. 800-259-5791. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We have the archives there. The last 7 months, actually 7 months worth of the show, right there on the front page of the site. You can go get them totally free, freetalklive.com. We're talking about the environment and how it is that the free market can actually save the environment far, far more effectively than the government could ever imagine saving the environment. But we're kind of in the midst, right before we went away, we're kind of in the midst of a what-if scenario. And, man, what you said, well, what if an oil company decided they were going to go dump their toxic waste in the middle of a plot of land out in the middle of Nevada where nobody's around? What if, how would they be prevented from doing this sort of
thing? Okay, well, here's my answer. And my answer to that is that, well, first of all, one, why should they be prevented? But second of all, if they go out there and they're dumping on that land, first of all, they're destroying their own land if they're dumping oil all over the place.
But if it's $100 an acre, who cares?
If it's $100 an acre, all right, fine.
Well, and if you compare that in a cost analysis equation to what it would cost to take this toxic waste and make it inert.
Right. But they very much might care. You know, they very much might care.
Or they very much might not. And right. That's what the concern is.
And, well, that's fine. Let them not care. They own that land. You know, they own that portion of land, and they're devaluing their own land.
Well, here's a problem. I mean, if that oil or whatever it is seeps onto other people's land, which it's inevitable. I mean, as it rains, it will move along out
or
elsewhere.
Down into the aquifer.
And they will be held responsible.
Right, in which case, then they've polluted somebody else's property, and there's an actionable court case there. And that means that person might find out about it. I mean, the real key is, man, which is anybody going to know? Because today, is anybody going to know?
That's an excellent question.
There's no reason why they couldn't do that today. And, of course, if the word does get out there that Exxon has been polluting the state of Nevada very slowly over the past decade, I mean, that could be a huge news, could affect their sales.
Mm-hmm.
It could possibly put them out of business as a result of.
But also, as technology goes on over time, I mean, say they put that oil in the ground and that, it's very possible that whatever old used oil that they put in ground over time becomes a new oil reserve.
You know?
And then, you know,
it gets purified by the earth.
Right. They say that
water does.
Yeah.
And flowing downstream.
And so they go and they think that the land's useless and they sell off the land that they feel that they polluted and somebody else comes in and buys it for whatever value.
And the land is
a gold mine. You know, like, for example, all the land that people think is useless now, where all the radioactive waste has been sold.
Well, oil used to be a nuisance to farmers. Back before anybody discovered that it was valuable,
right, exactly.
Farmers used to think that old black stuff that came out of the ground was a real pain.
Oh, no, it's
Let's talk to Walt
terrible.
In Kansas City. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt.
Well, hello, gentlemen. I'm not listening on KCXL tonight. They had a power surge, today, and it blew some stuff up. So I've been listening on the internet.
What's on your mind, Walt?
Well, first of all, I didn't know, in checking your website out, I didn't know y'all was on Saturday.
We are.
And, what, Red Bar Radio on Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, there, that's another show that appears on our stream.
Okay.
That,
well,
that's kind of a comedy show.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's up your alley, Walt, but give it a shot.
Well, I don't know. Everybody tells me I'm kind of a funny guy.
Did you have something, did you have something on the oil dumping, Walt?
Yeah, I've got a whole lot on this oil issue.
Yeah.
In the first place, there's a lot of things you guys are overlooking. One, in listening to what you had said about electing these officials in the first place, basically, we're not electing anybody. The black box voting is taking care of that with the electronic voting machines.
Well, okay, but beyond that, the managers of the government property aren't elected, period. They're just appointed.
Yeah, well, and I was going to suggest, when you guys do get into New Hampshire, you need to throw all of them things out and go back to individual counting of paper ballots.
Do you, now, a lot of countries, Walt, use the electronic balloting, and, you know, they get, for different reasons, they get receipts out of them, but they
right.
seem to do it better than we do.
Well, they're probably not as corrupt as our politicians, even though they
imagine.
Might be dictators, you know? I mean, you know, because this guy up here, he wants to be a dictator. He even said so just not long after he got into office.
That's yeah, Bush. Bush actually did say that.
If I was a dictator.
That's right.
Anyway, to this oil issue. One thing is, now, there's a lot of big oil money behind Greenpeace and all of these environmental agencies if you look into them. Now, why
really?
Is that? Yes.
Now, why?
Because that way, see, they claim, well, because of all of these environmentalist laws and everything, we can't get oil out of the United States. That's why we're getting it from overseas. We've got 300 years in our country. Now, that's honest to God truth. You know who Alex is. You can check it out.
I'm a little confused. Wait a minute. Why is it that?
How is Greenpeace keeping them out of the United States?
Okay, I understand what he's saying, so let me explain it to you guys real quick. What he's trying to say is that the oil companies are funding Greenpeace in a conspiratorial manner so that we are getting our oil from other countries, as though the oil companies have their hands tied behind their back from getting oil from the United States so that we can hold on to a reserve, so that we can hold out and make the United States one of the richest countries in the world when all the other oil supplies around the world run out and we're the only ones left with 300 years of oil.
Yeah, that seems a little
paranoid. Which is actually would be incredibly stupid for them to do, because guess what? The rest of the world is probably prepared to move on from oil, because
well,
I know we're getting there. And oil's going to be useless in the next 20 years.
Well, plus if we could get back to a free market, then oil would actually have some real competition, because they wouldn't have the state propping up the oil companies wouldn't have the state propping them up, basically. Well, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-5791. Let's go to David in California. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, I had something else that I wanted to talk about.
That's okay.
You guys are
on
the environmental thing.
No,
well,
now we're on what you want to talk about, David.
Well, I was listening to the show from, I think it was Saturday night.
Yes.
And you had a female call in and talking about how you guys are stupid because you want to legalize drugs and drug users are...
We're dangerous, we're irresponsible.
Yeah,
irresponsible,
non-productive,
right.
All this stuff. And
right.
That whole image of a stoner that people have in their heads really irks me, you know? Because I've been smoking since I was like 15. I'm like 27 now. And I don't consider myself non-productive at all. As a matter of fact...
My wife's a drug treatment counselor by trade. She works for the state, and she says there's been plenty of studies done that show that drug users are, you know, unproductive in compared to non-drug users.
Where did they find the drug users?
I'm sure
that were in treatment?
I'm sure they were. Now,
well, that seems a little biased, Manwich.
But also, you have to look at the sort of chicken and the egg thing, too. I mean, did the unproductive people come to drugs, or did drugs make people unproductive?
That's a good question.
And that was
the
question.
I think they see someone high, and they're just kind of laying there laughing it up. Oh, they're not doing anything. They're just laughing, having fun, so they're not doing anything productive. And that's kind of where I think they get the image from. But
it's
someone true.
Yeah,
it's just
really
so untrue. I mean, like, for instance, last week at my job, now I work with people's money, okay? like retirement stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And last week, I had my review for my first year of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just praised by my supervisor. I got a huge bonus and a fat raise among the top of the first-year people.
But how could that be possible? You're a drug user. You must be irresponsible and just terrible overall. Thanks for the call, David. Great call, man. Thanks. 800-259-5791. Actually, Manwich, I was right about the restaurant. Well, actually, I was wrong about the restaurant thing. We'll talk about that coming up, about restaurants having drug users. We'll come back. Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on Trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, whether you want to talk about the war on drugs or the environment or whatever's on your mind, you can. 800-259-5791. You can also join us online, freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photograph. We put them up on our website. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors are participating in the Shrine, and you can too, as long as you send us a validated photo. And that means that you're in the photo proving that you listen to the show, and that it's typically represented by a woman holding up a sign that says Free Talk Live on it, or I Love Manwich, or something like that. And so then we will add you to the Shrine, and it's much appreciated. Shrine. The Shrine at freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, you have some news for us.
Yes, I do. We have 1-800-Flowers.com is back for the holiday season. And when it comes to the holidays, make all your friends and family's wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers, fresh from the growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers, like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet as a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same day delivery. Wow, same day delivery. Can't beat that. Just call. Just call, click, or come in to any of the 1-800-Flowers stores and use code FTL for special savings at 1-800-Flowers.com. Your florist of choice.
There you go. All right. So I told you that I was wrong because on Saturday night we were talking about the war on drugs. And we had a lot of people calling. We actually finally found a couple of drug warriors that had the courage to call the show.
That's great.
And that was great. And then we had a whole bunch of anti-drug war people call in after that. And we were talking about restaurants. And I said, in restaurants there are drug users all over the place. I said, in any given restaurant, you go randomly into any given restaurant, I guarantee that 90% of the employees there are pot smokers. And you said you didn't believe it.
Well, it's not that I don't believe that there aren't pot smokers in restaurants. Right. I just don't believe it. 90% is a huge number.
So I was wrong, Manwich. We had somebody, I had one of our listeners contact me today, and she works at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
She said 12 out of 14 were actually marijuana smokers at
her
restaurant.
Scientific poll.
Which is 85%. So I was wrong. 800-259-5791. That plus we actually had a restaurant manager call in that night. The manager said if he wants to have dishwashers, he has to let them smoke weed out back. Because otherwise nobody wants to come in and wash dishes.
I would imagine that it would be very difficult to get people to wash dishes unless they had some kind of motivation or another.
Yeah, 12 out of 14, which means probably one of the two is probably going to be moving on sometime soon.
Yes, that's possible. All right, so let's move back to the environment. We're talking about why it is that the free market can take care of the environment versus the government. In fact, let's talk to Matt in Massachusetts. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey.
I just discovered that I could add my Free Talk Live podcast to my Yahoo page.
Yes, you can.
That is great.
All righty.
Okay. I just thought I'd throw that out there because I just discovered it just a second ago. Let's see. It's been proven over and over that anytime the government is involved in caretaking the environment, you'll end up with forest fires and all kinds of other disaster situations where in clear cutting and other terrible things.
Or maybe they need to like decide that wolves are killing the deer in the area. Let's kill all the wolves. You know,
right.
Or, you know, something.
And throw off the entire food chain.
They just don't think.
Which is actually what they did in Yellowstone many years ago.
Yeah.
They actually threw off the entire food chain. I don't remember exactly how it worked, but they did kill off one particular animal, and then the other animal couldn't eat anything, and then as a result of that, something else died, and everything just started dying because it was horrible, because the government thought they were doing the right thing.
Then there was the weed that John Stoffel was talking about, where there was some weed that the government decided was just too bad to let exist further, so they decided to burn it. Of course, on a high wind day, which then wiped out mass amounts of acres of land and woods, and also a lot of other people's property. And
I understand it, it's interesting. You mentioned that government so-called protection of land results in forest fires. As I understand it, most of these California forest fires that we're seeing every year are started on government property.
That's right.
And that has something to do with the way that you're supposed to tend your land, I guess. They just don't do it the right way. The government I don't know exactly what it is. If you're a forest expert, dial us up, 800-259-5791. But the government does it wrong, and the private growers that are growing their trees for profit purposes do it right, and they don't have any trouble with forest fires. Unless, of course, it's coming over from the other government forest across the street, then they might have a little trouble.
And then there's also the issue with the clear cutting, and there's oftentimes the private owned woods, they don't want to clear cut because they know that that's stupid to do. You farm it, but the clear cutting is often done by these vast tracts of government land where they just sell the government to whoever, and they just like someone was using a rental analogy. They don't really care. They just know they can just strip this land. And,
that's right. And why bother planting more? Why bother planting more trees? I mean, you're paying bottom of the barrel rates to rent the land. You just go in, take all the stuff, and you're done.
Yep.
And then you cancel the lease. Thanks for the call, Matt.
Have a good night, guys.
800-259-5791. That is toll-free. 800-259-5791. So we want to turn control of the environment over to the people that care. That's you and I. And yes, Manwich, it's inevitable that somebody's going to treat their property like crap. But that still happens today. Why not let Greenpeace and the Nature Conservancy and all those other people buy up huge plots of land and take care of them the way they were meant to be.
The other thing that we keep seeing also that a lot of these environmental problems are completely overstated, like with nuclear waste. They now have lasers that they can use to actually zap and completely eradicate nuclear waste. Nuclear waste, no longer a problem.
And that's something that came out as a result of the marketplace.
Right.
We're coming back. Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Your thoughts on saving the environment, but not doing it via the government. That's all you really have to do is think out of the box and think, what could I do to save the furry animals without the state?
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel crisis. There is an answer. Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. 3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You can also visit our bulletin board system. We have got over 70,000 posts, not people. Over 1,000 people interacting there, and there's a lot to surf around through. We've got everything from lighthearted fun posts to downright serious issues. All there for you at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. We've been talking about the environment quite a bit this hour and how it is that the government hurts the environment. The government puts it in jeopardy. And it doesn't matter how many rules and how many laws you pass, the government can't stop environmental destruction. In fact, it encourages it. The free market, on the other hand, actually allows private ownership of all land. Because in a free market, there is no government ownership of land. It's all owned privately, which means that those private landowners take care of their land. Because for no other reason than they want to resell it at some later date. They want to be able to pass it on to their heirs and have it be valuable. So that way their heirs might be able to sell it at some later date.
I mean, nobody, no private landowner with 2 cents in his head will get on his own land and start destroying it. I mean, it's, if there's somebody out there like that, they're crazy, and there's very few of them.
Yeah, well, the thing is I've made a point as to why they would. I've explained the cost cost analysis, cost benefit analysis of, say, treating waste, say,
right. Well, okay, man, waste. And that's fine. And those same people that would do that, what you pointed out, would pollute their own land, would also do it today. And they're more likely to do it today on government-owned land. They're more likely to go rent it from the government for even cheaper than they would to buy it and destroy that land instead. And the government doesn't care because all you have to do is pay off a manager. You just have to pay off the bureaucrats that manage the land, and then it doesn't matter what you do to it.
Well, and obviously they'd be liable for court cases. But don't you, to some extent, I realize I agree we should do away with, you know, the state ownership of really anything. I don't think that the government should own any land. It doesn't really make any sense that this imaginary entity can own anything. And I really am not a big fan of imaginary entities, period. But you're sort of using the court system, which then uses force to get your have your goals met here.
And it's also, I mean, people are making the assumption that the government's going to do the right thing with the land. We need the government to protect this land because if the government owns it, it's going to do the right thing. What? What?
It's like
if you give
it,
if you have a nature conservancy, like if value, say you have a park or a plot of land that has been set aside for a nature conservancy.
Okay.
Right? And the government owns that land. Now, you're trying to tell me, you environmentalist wackos who think that the government's such a great thing, that if the value were ever high enough on that land, like, for example, they find a huge oil reserve or gold or something on the land,
okay,
that if the value of that land is much, much more valuable than it would be for just a nature conservancy, that the government and that the people of that area are going to make the correct decision.
Sure.
That's assuming that the nature wackos are in the majority.
Plus, we know time after time, the government makes wrong decisions. And the biggest difference between the government and the free market is the government forces you to pay for its environmental programs, and in the free market, you get to choose. So if Greenpeace isn't spending your money in the way that you want them to, stop giving it to them. The government, you don't have that choice. If the government's screwing you and not spending your money on the environmental issues you want them to, they keep taking it at gunpoint no matter what. If you want more info on this issue, I highly recommend Healing Our World by Dr. Mary Ruart. You can get it for free at ruart.com. She's got it all cited. She's got all the information, all of the studies, all the statistics. They'll get it. Hour 2 is on the way, and we got a bunch of good stuff coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking...